Blog Talk Radio.
We praise you this morning, O God. We honor your holy presence this morning, O God. We come with grateful hearts, repenting before you, Father God, for every way that we've sinned against you, every way that we've done medekeshe iniquity, every way we have been rebellious against you. Forgive us, O God, creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit every day within us, O God. I thank you that you are the mighty God, and nothing is impossible to you, O God. I thank you that you are the God who made the eyes, and you see all. You are the God who made our ears. You hear all. You are the God who made our mouths. You speak powerful words. Your voice is so powerful, so majestic, you can break cedar. The tough wood, tough cedars in Kadesh. You are the one who spoke to the winds and the rains, and you said, peace be still, and they obeyed you. Help us as humans, your children, to obey you quicker than the winds and the rains do. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are a true and a living God, that you are, oh, Jehovah Elohim, the most powerful God. You are Jehovah Adonai. You are the Lord God. And we worship you today. You are Jehovah Yahweh, a God that offers us salvation. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah Mekadeshim, the Lord our sanctifier. You are Jehovah Shema, the Lord who is here, there, and everywhere. There's no place that you are not. You are Jehovah Roha, our mighty shepherd. You are Jehovah Rapha, our mighty healer. You heal our bodies, and we are grateful, O God, for your healing virtue going right now from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. You are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, O God, that you are with us. Every time we come on Bible Story Land, you are present. You said where two or more gather in your holy name, you're in the midst of us. So we gather in your holy, righteous, mighty name today. And we say thank you. Thank you, O God. Thank you. Thank you, O God. Thank you for life. Thank you for getting us up out the bed and watching over us all night, giving us sound minds, giving us the right attitudes, O God, giving us the right way to think, O God. I thank you for creating in us a clean heart, O God. And, Father, I just thank you this morning that we are redeemed from every curse of the law. In the name of Jesus, I break all generational curses of pride, lust, perversion, rebellion, witchcraft, idolatry, poverty, rejection, fear, confusion, addiction, death, and destruction. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command all generational spirits that have come into our lives through conception, in the womb, in the birth canal, and through the umbilical cord to come out in the name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words that we have spoken over our lives in the name of Jesus. We break all spoken curses and negative words spoken over our lives by others, including those in authority, in the name of Jesus. We command all ancestral spirits of Freemasonry, idolatry, witchcraft, false religion, polygamy, lust, and perversion to come out of our lives in the name of Jesus. We command our hereditary spirits of lust, rejection, fear, sickness, infirmity, disease, anger, hatred, confusion, failure, and poverty to come out of our lives in the name of Jesus. We break the legal rights of all generational spirits operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right to operate in our lives. We bind and rebuke all familiar spirits and and spirit guides that would try to operate in our lives from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We renounce all false beliefs and philosophies inherited by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all curses on our finances from any ancestors that cheated or mishandled money in the name of Jesus. We break all curses of sickness and disease and command all inherited sickness to leave our bodies in the name of Jesus. Right now, through Jesus, our family is blessed. We renounce all pride inherited from our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all oaths, vows, and pacts made with the devil by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break all curses by agents of Satan spoken against our lives in secret in the name of Jesus. We break all written curses that would affect our lives in the name of Jesus. We break every time release curse that would activate in our lives as we grow older in the name of Jesus. We break every curse Balaam hired against our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn every curse spoken against our lives into a blessing. We break all generational rebellion that would cause us to resist the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We break all curses of death spoken by people in authority in our nation, over our nation, in the name of Jesus. We break curses of death spoken against America by people from other nations in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just honor your holy presence and we say thank you to the Most High God. Good morning. This is Bible Storyland. And we honor Father God because he's the almighty, all-knowing God. And we welcome each of you this morning on Bible Storyland. Today is Family Day. We are honored that you joined us. You are always welcome to join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday, the first through the fourth Saturdays, you are welcome to join us on Bible Storyland, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we appreciate each one of you. God is an awesome God. He is the one who created us, and he created families. Well, this morning we are blessed to have back with us a precious young woman from Houston, Texas. Her name is Karen Itell. We have missed you, Karen. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Thank you for asking.
I'm going to do a song called "Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus."
Amen.
Thank you.
tell you, she's gifted and talented. Woo, that was awesome. I just love that melodious sound that comes from Karen playing the piano. We appreciate you. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. And you know what? During this time and day, during 2012, during 2000, we need to trust in Jesus as never before. We can't lean on our own understanding. You know, when we hear the voice of God say, don't go that way, you know, we better obey him. We better do what he says because he's the one who sees all, knows all. He's looking out for us. So we can't lean to our own understanding. We have to lean to God's understanding. We have to hear him as never before. So, you know, I thank God for that song that someone wrote years ago. I heard it when I was a child. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Thank you so much, Karen. That was awesome. Awesome. Well, you know, we're blessed and gifted, blessed and highly favored. We have even more talent on this morning. Jackie Travis, she's from Jacksonville, Florida. God has gifted her also. I mean, God has really given gifts to his people. He loves us so much. We have Jackie on this morning. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed this morning, and I'm just glad to be alive, I'm telling you. I have my stepdaughter here with me today, Tammy. And
okay.
She's going to help me sing, but we don't know, got when we're on the road, and we don't know what song. Do y'all have any requests this morning? You have any, Miss Carissa?
I'm trying to think of some songs that you sing that's so awesome. Ooh, every song you sing is so awesome.
Well, I think
just pick one y'all want to do.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, everywhere I go, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine, Lord, everywhere I go. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, shine for you and I. I'm gonna let it shine, Lord, shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine, well, shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, all in my church, Lord. I'm going to let it shine, Lord.
All in my church, Lord.
I'm going to let it shine, well, all in my church, Lord. I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, yeah, this little light of mine. And I'm going to let it shine, Lord, this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine, oh, this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Well, Cousin Tammy and Jackie, I appreciate you all. That was awesome. This
she
little
awesome.
Light of mine. You know, Jesus is the light. He's our
Lord.
Light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? Nobody is greater than our God. We have nothing to fear. And I thank God for you all, Sister Jackie. Oh, we appreciate that beautiful song, one of those songs that I also sang as a child. So 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus by Karen and Jackie and Tammy Cousins, This Little Light of Mine. I appreciate you all. God bless you.
Okay, thank you. You know what? She's a pastor also.
Oh, hey, Tammy, how are you?
She's a reverend. She's a reverend. You can cut it off. I'm going to hold on 1 second. Oh, she's doing fine. We're just trying to get something to eat real quick, but we appreciate you. We can come back on later if you like, but I'm going to mute you off. I'm going to mute you off, okay? Thank
all
you
right,
so
yeah,
much.
You
for
come back on later
on.
Before the show's off and do another song
another
if you like.
Song.
All right. Thank you. And we'll be listening in. I'm going to put
okay.
it on mute. Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, baby. Papa Trump.
You know, the Lord is our shepherd. we shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside still waters, those quiet waters. He restoreth our soul. He leadeth us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And if even if we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have anything to fear because he is with us. His rod and his staff comforts us. You know, he prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. He anoints our head with oil, and he allows our cup to overflow, run over. Surely his goodness and his mercy shall follow us every day. Not some days, but every day of our lives. So all we got to do is trust in him, and he will see us through. We serve a mighty God, an awesome God. You know, Psalm 47 says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loves. Selah. God is going up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to our God. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises to him. For God is the King, of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth, the rulers, you know those rulers of the earth, they belong to our God. He is greatly exalted. So we exalt the Lord this morning in the name of Jesus. He's a great God. He's an awesome God. Ain't nobody like our God. You know, the song says, I searched all over and I couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater than our God. Searched everywhere, looked high and low, still can't find nobody. Could search for 1,000 years, and guess what? You ain't going to find nobody greater than our God. Well, I have an announcement to make this morning. I want to let you know that there is a healing service coming up at Spoken Word Ministries on Steel and Blue this Wednesday, July the 18th. 2012 at 7 p.m., a healing service. The theme is called Take Up Your Bed and Walk. A healing service, the theme for this service, Take Up Your Bed and Walk. So if you've been waiting for the angel of the Lord to come in and trouble the waters concerning the challenges in your life, you don't have to wait any longer. Come experience the healing power of God on Wednesday, July 18th, 2012, at Spoken Word Ministries, 1445 Steel and Blue Street in Jacksonville, Florida. And come, bring your family members. Bring your, you know, those who are experiencing reoccurring curses and instability in their lives. Bring your neighbors. Come on out. My apostles, Kimberly Daniels and her husband, will be providing mass as well as personal ministry. So come on out and join us. I know I'm looking forward to being there in the house Wednesday night, 7 p.m., because God is going to do some awesome things. So I'm waiting and looking forward to it. Well, you know, God is an awesome God. And Apostle Kimberly Daniels wrote a book called Prayers That Bring Change. And today I'm going to pray a prayer out of her book for marriages. You know, many marriages are in trouble. You hear people talking all the time about marriage, you know, how marriages are going sour and the love is gone and they don't like their mates. They love them, but they don't like them. And, you know, all kinds of things. It seems like, you know, they're troubled on every hand in marriages. So I'm going to read this prayer, share this prayer with you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we totally dedicate our marriage relationships to you. We renounce the man-made institution of marriage and consecrate ourselves unto holy matrimony. We beget marriage, and we wholly submit to its covering according to your precepts and your Holy Spirit. Our marriages are anointed, and every yoke must bow down and be cauterized in the name of Jesus. We repent for the sins of our forefathers, of the sins of our forefathers, and the bloodline curses that came through all cauterized four generations back. We renounce every curse that crossed over through our union, and we send it back to the pits of hell. Not only is our marriage under an open heaven, but also our children's marriages are blessed for 1,000 generations. Our marriage bed is blessed. Our finances are blessed. Our children from this union are blessed, and those who are from any other union are now covered under this blessing because of the blood of Christ. Our home and business affairs are blessed in the name of Jesus. The blessings of Abraham are running us down and taking us over because we have dedicated our lives to obey the precepts of God. Curses have no rule over us. We renounce all outside ungodly influences over our marriages from family members, associated, or previous relationships. All soul ties and cords are broken, and sympathetic magic is under our feet. We bind memory recall whereby the enemy would present us with past challenges. We bind the spirit of Hydra from lifting its head. All old things have passed away, and all things in our marriage have become new. Our marriage is growing toward God, level to level and glory to glory. We come into agreement and bind white magic, portion magic, candle magic, imaginative magic, defensive magic, contagious magic, phone voidance, the curse of the in-laws, pseudo-responsibility, ungodly acquaintances on assignment against our relationships, and rebellion against the perfect will of God for our lives. We bind imagery, magnification, mental locutions, blocking spirits, all fixed ideations, curses through negative confession, and the work of the astic records against where we are presently in God. We bind sexual perversion away from our household and take authority over the covenant-breaking spirit. We renounce all idols and permanently remove them from our hearts and home in the name of Jesus. We bind enchantment, witchcraft, assassination, fault-finding, vexation, confusion, division, distrust, dishonesty, disloyalty, suspicion, celibacy, impotency, the zombie spirit, the warring spirit, the spirit of the hypocrite, financial stress, and all argument stirred up by financial disagreements. And we bind the spirit of ungodly counsel, lithothymia, Ahab, Jezebel, Ishmael, Arkin, Batman, and poltergeist, get out of our homes. It belongs to Jesus. Our homes belong to Jesus. And now that all these forces have been bound, we release the perfect will of God for our family. We now declare that as for our houses, we will serve the Lord. Amen. So I thank God for Apostle Kimberly Daniels. She's also a city councilwoman here in Jacksonville, and God is using her to give him glory. Well, you know, the word of God is perfect. The word of God purifies us. James says that in the word of God that, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity. empty of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls, our souls. But be doers of the word and not just hearers of the word only, deceiving our own selves. Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. This morning we have a mighty woman of God on from New Orleans, Louisiana area. She's going to bring the word. Today is family day. She's going to be ministering to all of us this morning. Her name is Evangelist Vivian George. Good morning, Evangelist Vivian. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was listening to, as you asked them to sing your song, and I was hoping that they would have sung what I was going on in my spirit. I heard the song that lift him up till he lift him up.
Lift him up, draw all men unto him.
Till he speaks from eternity. He said, if I be
lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen.
And I just heard that this morning. And I just heard that. I said, oh, God. You said if we just lift you up this morning, you will draw all men. So you don't wish that none should perish. Hallelujah. That you will draw all men unto you. Oh,
amen.
We just want to lift up the name of Jesus. I have enjoyed it so far. Thank you, Sister Carita, for having me on this morning. Praise God. I do believe in the word of God, for it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you this morning about the wife, the homemaker of the home. We always talked about the husband and how we're supposed to treat him, but we're going to veer in on the wife this morning. Praise God. And we're going to talk about her instruments of work and positive and negatives about her, her words. How we are to form our words, praise God. You know, it's how we talk to our husband, our mates, how we talk to people that makes us the woman that God would have us to be, praise God. Her expressiveness, nature should be guided positively. We should have a positive, we should express ourselves in a positive nature, praise God. Her conservative nature should not be abused with gossip and slander. Praise God. And we're going to go over to Titus chapter 2, and we're going to read that. Praise God. Titus chapter 2 and 3 said, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Now, I taught in my church the other day the good things that we are to focus on. God teaches us how to think upon the good things. And when we set our mind and get a mindset, praise God, hallelujah, how to think upon the good thing, those things which are pure, those things which are true, those things that is a good report, praise God. When we think upon those things, praise God, then we can lead other people into the goodness of God. Let's go on with verse 4, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husband, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. See, God has a pattern, praise God. He has a pattern for us to live by, and that's for everybody. For the man, the woman, and the children. This is Family Day, praise God. And that's why I'm speaking in that manner, praise God, hallelujah. She should avoid the temptation of use of abusive words to settle their numerous domestic and ever-continuing problems from husband, children, and maid. Women, we should never continue to throw up in our children's face, in our husband's face, the past. We have to let things be put behind us, praise God, and go on. God don't continue. You know, I told somebody the other day, you know, you can find a lot of things and throw up in a person's face, but God don't do it. And we want to be most Christ-like, praise God. God don't throw your past up in your face every day. You do. You condemn yourself. God said, I've forgiven you before you even asked, because you know he knew you were going to ask. Praise God. Sister Caritha said earlier, God is an awesome God. And truly, truly, we serve an awesome God. Praise God. She should always bless and not curse, no matter the stress or situation. You know, sometimes women can say, well, I got so stressed out and the situation, and you just don't know the situation I'm in. Let Jesus live in you. Let Jesus be God of your conversation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and with all your mind and your understanding, and lean not, to the ways of the world, to your own understanding. And God will direct your path. Surely he will. He loves you just that much. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we're going to look at her creativity in Esther. So we're going to go over to the book of Esther, praise God, and chapter 5, 1 through 8. Look at the woman. See, this is only teaching us women how to be women. A lot of us just don't know how to be women. That's why, but if we follow the path of God, it teaches us. It's a lesson to teach us. We don't have to be ignorant. No. God has a purpose and a way for us. And chapter 5 said, and now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. See, you can obtain favor, women, wherever you go. It's how you carry yourself. Hallelujah. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, what wilt thou, Queen Esther, and what is thy request? Now, see, there's another message there, because I have a message on, we need to make our request. He asked her, what is your request? Now, see, when you obtain favor with your mate out there in the world, hey, it's going to bring honor to you. And it shall be given to thee the half of the kingdom, praise God. And Esther answered, if it seem good unto the king, let the king and Haman come this day unto the banquet that I have prepared for him, praise God. Come on, now you can enter into the banquet and be one in the royal palace, praise God. Hallelujah. Let's continue on. Praise God. Now, look at this thing. Esther is being escorted in royalty. Praise God. We're going to go on to 8. Then the king said, cause Haman to make haste, and he may do as Esther has said. So the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. And the king said unto Esther at the banquet, quet of wine, what is thy petition? what is it that you want? Somebody better get it. Oh, and it shall be granted thee. Now, because Esther came in there with all of positiveness and with her nature, she had a good behavior when she stepped in. And what is thy request? Even to the half of the kingdom, it shall be performed. This woman got half of the kingdom. What you want God to do for you today? What is it in your home that you want God to perform for you today? Hallelujah. Oh, I'm just excited already, and we just halfway the lesson. Then answered Esther and said, my petition and my request is, she presented her request and her petition. Did she get it? Yes. It was the way she approached, the way her attitude, her creativity. If I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition, and if it please the king to grant my petition to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king has said. We need to know how to present ourselves. Praise God. Also in 1 Samuel 25:22-23, also is another example. But she should have a good prayer life. Women, we need to learn how to pray. And if you don't know how to pray, get in the Word. There are so many prayers. Get with a prayer group. Praise God. Because many prayers are not really prayers. They are asking. But really, we need to know how to pray. Her physical appearance. How is your appearance? Is your appearance is to draw people? Or is it to run people away from you? Her physical appearance is in Proverbs 6:24-29, and Proverbs 7:10. Her manner of approach is in Ruth 3:1-18. You know how Ruth approached Boaz. Look at Ruth's life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Her dining table. How is your table set? Is it clean off? Is it full of clutter? How does your table look? Well, you know, we can make so many excuses. Well, the children handprints are everywhere, and the children got the table messed up with this and that. But your husband has to come and sit down to a dirty table. Think about it. Truly, we want to prepare the table for our mates, that they'll be pleased when they come and sit down. Right use of sex life. God said your body is not your own. 1 Corinthians 7:1-7. We should never withhold ourselves from our mates. You are not your own once you have acquired a husband. A husband is to the wife and the wife is to the husband. She should satisfy her husband sexually. She should not punish, deny, or abet with her sexuality. She should never commit abortion. Her spirituality, how is your spirituality? 1 Peter 3:1-7, you should have a prayer life. God encourage us. We shall always pray and not faint. Witnessing with her life. Your life when you step out of your house should be a witness of what God has done in your life and in your home and with you and your husband. You know, when you step out and say, oh, my husband, and somebody say, oh, why do you look like this, or where did you get this? And you can say, my husband did it. Or my husband put this on me. Or my husband bought it. That's because this man has found favor with one whom he has chose to live with for the rest of his life. I know that's the way it was with my husband. Right now, as I look around, I can everything that I touch is about my husband. Even though he's gone on to be with the Lord now. But he made me his queen, and I made him my king. Praise God. And I'm just saying that so us women can get it together. We got to know how to walk this life. Praise God. She should not commit abortion. Her spirituality should have a prayer life. Witness with her life, as that's just said. Enforce spiritual values over materials. Enforce spiritual values. Your spiritual values should stand out more than the material things of the world. Be humble and submissive. Some of us have such a bogus spirit to the man just walks on off because he can't have, you won't let him have nothing to say, and you just want to usurp authority over him. Praise God. But God teaches us how to be humble. Praise God. How to submit ourselves to our own husband. Praise God. Her knowledge of her husband, that's in Titus. And we're going to run over there to Titus right quick. Like I said, I love the word of God. I have many scriptures, but I won't try to do them this morning because of time. But I do like to look at a couple of them. And we're going to go over to Titus chapter 2, 1 through 5. Her knowledge of her husband. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, and in charity, and in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husband, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, obedience to their own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Again, God encourages us. Praise God. We should know his competitive nature. We should know his risk-taking nature. What do you know about your husband? What do you admire most about your husband? His aggressive nature. His suppressive nature. What is it aggressive about him? What is it that suppresses him? His manpower. What builds that man up? You know, God tell us over there how we ought to build that man up. Praise God. Praise God. Are you building your husband up? His sex life? His philosophy? Praise God. What about your public image? Proverbs 31:29, and we all know about the Proverbs 31 woman. Her actions. Her public actions. What about your public actions when you get out in the public? How do you carry yourself? Praise God. Her public reactions. Her public eating habits. How do you carry yourself with others? Are you an indulger into food? Or can you be an example for others? Her public and social activities. Praise God. Her disciplinary nature. That's in Ephesians 6:1-5. Her security consciousness over her children. Her fears over her children. Her drastic actions over her children. avoiding child abuse. We have children many times out in the shopping areas, and the babies are screaming and crying. Many mothers don't know what to do, and they're just dragging them along because we have not learned how to deal with the children. Because really we were supposed to deal with that at home before we brought them abroad. We are supposed to know how to feed them properly, taught them, pray with them, dress them, that they wouldn't be too hot or too cold. Just the proper way that we have gotten our children together in the home before we've taken them outside. And taking them by the hand if they are small children and walk with them. And taught them what we are going out to do and what we're going to accomplish today. Well, we're going to school shopping time. We're going out school shopping. And you knows about what time your children gets hungry. If you are able to stop by McDonald's or wherever to get them a snack until you get back home or wherever you're going to feed them, then they are prepared. But no, we'll drag children along, and they're screaming and crying, and you're snatching and beating and knocking them and cursing them. And, oh, it's so rough out there. And children are looking and wondering, and they don't understand because they are young. They don't understand why you're beating and knocking and cursing on them. Because you have not taught them at home. And you just done ran over the man till he's gone the other way. Praise God. I'm going to leave these scriptures with you. Proverbs 31:10-12, her word. Proverbs 12:4, Proverbs 19:13-14, her effects. Proverbs 11:22, her description. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14, Deuteronomy 22:5, Genesis 2:1-18, and Proverbs 14:1. The homemaker, the wife. Thank you. I pray that these encouraging words will help you to go back and set your home in order, that you will be known like Queen Esther. You can ask God and petition God for what you can make a request unto God for what you want in this life. And God said he will grant it if it pertaineth, anything that pertaineth to life and godliness in God, he'll do it. Thank you. And have a good day today. God bless you. Thank you, Sister Karita.
Amen. Woo! That was a rich word. Woo! And you know, God is a good God because just last week I taught from Titus 2 about the older women teaching the younger women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be chaste housekeepers at home. Just on Senior Citizens Day. So you know how God is. The Spirit is saying, okay, they need to know more about how to care for their husbands and their children. So he had you come and even speak about the same thing I spoke about last week, making more clarification on what I was saying.
Praise
so,
God.
You know, I appreciate that lesson. It was awesome and timely.
Praise
so,
God.
You know, we have to think on good things, she said. You know, have God's pattern. And she talked from Esther about teaching women how, you know, to be pure women, how to get favor, how to make requests from their mates. You know, a lot of women say, you ain't did this thing, you ain't did anything. And, you know, men, like, they back up from that. But when
Amen.
We have attitude, we need to know, you know, even how to present ourselves. And she gave quite a few scriptures. So in Proverbs 31, Proverbs 19, Proverbs 11, Ecclesiastes 12, Deuteronomy 22, Genesis, and Proverbs 14, the wife, a homemaker. You know, a lot of times we study all kind of stuff, even stuff we have no business studying. We study it, but we need to study how to be good wives, how to be good mothers. So I appreciate that lesson so much. And we have Jackie Travis back with us, and right after her, Karen is going to play. Jackie, you ready to do another song? She may be still eating. Jackie, are you there?
Well, I'm here, Carissa.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay, I hear you now.
Okay, all right.
Okay, I hear you, Karen. Just hold on.
Okay, Karen,
Jackie.
Go ahead. You want Karen to go ahead on first? You can go.
Okay, Karen, you want to play first?
Okay.
That'll be fine, okay?
Here we go.
Music, beautiful music. We really appreciate it, Karen. Thank God for blessing you with that gift of playing music. All right, Sister Jackie, you ready? You and your cousin ready for the song?
Oh, yeah, yes.
All right, what you going to sing?
I love to praise him.
Woo, hallelujah.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead. Oh. All right, you ready? I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. I love to praise his holy name. He's my rock. He's my rock, my rock, my rock, my sword and shield. He's a wheel, and he's a wheel. Oh, yeah. In the middle of a wheel. My God will never, I know he'll never, never let me down. He's just a jewel. He's just a jewel. Oh, yes. That I have found. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, I love to praise his name,
Lord.
Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Oh, I love to praise his name.
Oh, hallelujah.
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 Oh, yeah.
I love to praise his name.
Tammy, we really appreciate you. You got some praising family members. You had your cousin on last week from Kentucky and Tammy this week. So I thank the Lord for those beautiful songs that you and Sister Karen played and you and your cousin Tammy. You are truly appreciated. Hallelujah.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, darling.
And you know what? I don't know about you, but I love to praise the name of my God. He's my King. He's my Lord. He's my Shepherd. I don't know about you, but he belonged to me, and I certainly belong to him. So I surrender all to him today. I love to praise his name. The Word of God says, praise him, praise him, praise him. On the timbrel or on the cymbals, praise him. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him honor. Glorify his holy name. Magnify our God. Come on and praise the Lord with me. He is an awesome King. Why wouldn't we praise the God who created us? Why wouldn't we praise the God who takes care of us on a daily basis? Why wouldn't we praise the God who provide for our needs, who heal our bodies, who take care of our families? He's an awesome King, a mighty God. He's your majesty. He's the King of kings, the Lord of lords, almighty Father. Nothing is too hard for him. So we continually praise our God and give him all the glory and all the thanks. Well, this morning, I thank God for each of you again. You know, God loves us so much. So much. And I thank God for the children. You know, there are fathers and mothers. They come and then children come. They come together, hopefully in unity and love. And, you know, there is a marriage that's not unto God. Just because two people go to the court or go before a pastor or a judge don't mean that that's a marriage made in heaven. You know, but we need the kind of marriage that God ordains. So let's search the Word and see what kind of marriage it is that God ordains and have that type of marriage. Don't you know if God hadn't ordained it, you're not married? God ordains marriage. Go to God. In his Word, he talks in Ephesians 5 about marriage. Study marriage and see what marriage is to God. He said in his Word, husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And wives, see that you submit yourselves, honor your husbands, reverence your husbands. So, you know, we each have a part to do. Are you doing your part? Are you pointing the finger at each other? Are you letting the devil come in? How are you married? Marriage is honorable before God and the bed undefiled. So, you know, we got to honor God. We got to do it his way. If you don't do it his way, it ain't marriage. It's your mess. It is not a blessing. And I know you don't want to live your life down here in vain. And, you know, in 1 Peter, the Lord says, you know, to men, to husbands, if you are not treating your wives right, guess what? Your prayers are not going to get ready answers. So we got to stay in tune, in line with God. And wives, we got to stay in tune, in line with God, what he says. I'm going to pray for our seed, our children. This is another prayer that comes from Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book called Prayer for Our Seed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for salvation, healing, deliverance, and prosperity for our children. We repent of the sins and iniquities of past or present that will work against the lives of our children in a negative fashion. We call out our children by name. So you could call, take this time, as I'm praying, to call your children out by name. Whatever their name is, call out their name. Let every hidden and secret of enemy, let every hidden and secret enemy operating behind the scenes in their lives be under the spotlight of the Holy Ghost, uncovered forever. We command every generational sin in our lives and the lives of our ancestors to disconnect from their heritage now in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children's navels. The blessings, not the curses, shall flow into our children. Every demonic unbiblical cord is severed. All inheritances that rebelliously flow through our bloodline are cut off from them forever. All destiny-devouring spirits are displaced by the destiny angel of the Lord. We walk in the authority that Jesus has given us over our children, over our seed. We break the powers of peer pressure and ungodly association. Our children shall lead and not follow. They are not bound by the influences, bound and influenced by the spirit of the world. Every vicious cycle that is ruling over the heads of our children through association, incantation, or generational influence is destroyed by the whirlwind of the Lord. Self-inflicted curses through negative confession are broken. All negative words spoken over our children through ignorance or intention are erased. I cause the door that have illegitimately or illegally made a way for demonic activity to operate in our children's lives to be closed forever. All negative seeds that have been planted in our children's lives while they were sleeping are uprooted. The fallow grounds are broken up and the seeds of the Lord displace them. Every entry point through nightmare or dark vision through astral activity is closed continually. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children as they sleep at night. We command sweet sleep and divine rest upon them. Incubus and succubus and all other forms of perversion are bound in Jesus' name. We take authority over the terrors that come by night and declare that as the sun rises, it will shine favor upon our seed. The will of God has captured our children's days. They shall feel the call of the Lord and be called blessed. Princes, powers, and spiritual wickedness in high places have no dominion over our children. The spiritual airways are prosperous over the heads of our children, and they shall live full lives. The statistics of the children of the world shall not overcome our children because our children are children of light. The countenances of our children shall shine above the countenance of the world. They shall not eat of the king's portion, but they shall continually be continually transformed into the image of Christ. Our children are in the world, but not of the world. The wealth of the wicked is finding its way to our children. The heathen shall be their inheritance. They shall possess the gates and their enemies displace them. They shall possess the gates of their enemies and displace them. The God of the cosmos is bound and cannot prosper against our children. Our children can discern the difference between what is holy and what is common. They shall not set up or be deceived. They shall not be set up or deceived by cosmetic fetishes, which means people, places, or things with demons attached. The borders are being extended for our children. They shall rise up and demand room to live. Rebellion, disobedience, and unbelief have no rule over our seed. We circumcise our children with the sharp knife, the word of the Lord, and pull them out of the ways of the uncircumcised. Our children are wealthy, wise, and in a place to receive God. They shall speak over their seed the words that we speak over them. Our children shall not be permanently taken out by sickness, disease, accidents, incidents, or the cares of this world. They shall live long, prosperous lives and serve God eternally. This is the heritage of our seed for 1,000 generations. Let these words be forever programmed in the heavens. Amen. Well, I have another announcement. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, has enriched your life in some way, and if you are led by the Holy Spirit to sow a seed, a financial blessing, we would be grateful for it. Our address is, you can send it to Caritha Gantling, P.O. Box 2732, Bible Storyland, Jacksonville, Florida, 32203. Caritha Gantling, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida, 32203. And I made another announcement a little earlier about a healing that's coming this coming Wednesday at Apostle Kimberly Daniels Church. Her husband, Apostle Ardell Daniels, and her will be ministering people. It's a healing service. The theme is take up your bed and walk. If you have been waiting for the angel of the Lord to trouble the waters, you don't have to wait any longer. You know, the challenges of life, you don't have to wait any longer. Come and experience the healing power of God on Wednesday, June the 18th, 2012, at Spoken Word Ministries, 1445 Steel Street, Jacksonville, Florida. So 7 p.m., you're invited to come. Don't miss it. It's going to be a great time. Well, is there anyone online with us today who is not saved? You know, God wished that nobody be lost. So if you're not saved, press 1. Okay, well, hallelujah. Well, since everyone is saved, is there anyone who's backslidden? Anyone who is, you know, not kept their relationship with God intact? You know, sometimes we don't even know it. You know, God spoke to me one time since I moved back to Jacksonville. He said, you know, you were angry with me. I'm like, oh, my God. I was angry with my God, my Creator, my Father. I'm like, Lord, I repent. You know, sometimes we can be angry with God because of the way our lives are going, because of, you know, different things that's occurring in our lives. We don't even have a clue. I didn't know that I was angry with God, but I repented of it. I ain't say I ain't angry with you, God. No, I ain't deny it. If he said it, it's true. He's true. He's not a man. He don't lie. So I knew I needed to repent before him for being angry with him. I didn't even know what I was angry about with him at that time, but I discovered it later. I asked, Lord, what am I angry with you about? So he did let me know, and I repented of it. You know, sometimes disappointments in life, our lives didn't go the way we expected. You know, this happened, that happened. Trials come, and they come to make us stronger. So sometimes we can build up bitterness, resentment, and all those things without even knowing it. Without even knowing it. I got you, Karen. I see you here. All right. So, you know, any backsliders, Proverbs 14:14 talks about backsliders. So we don't want to backslide. We want to stay in good standing with the Father. We want to study his word to show ourselves approved unto him so that when we study, we'll know whether we say, we'll know whether we're backslidden. We'll know some things, you know, that about the word of God. And we can tell other people about the love that God has for us. He didn't have to tell me I was angry with it. But because of his love for me, he let me know. So I thank God that he let me know so I could repent of it and be in good standing with him. You know, I was praying, but I had just, you know, backslidden. Being angry with my God, my Creator, my Savior, my Father, my King. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. If you have a prayer request, press 1. Anybody
I
else?
Will pray for continued increased traffic on my trend line.
Okay, increase the number of people that comes on your chat line.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you want to? Oh, I forgot. You can't give a number. Increase the number of people on your chat line. Okay. All right, we'll pray for that. All right, any more requests? Anybody else have prayer requests? Well, we're going to pray for the sick and shut-in. We're going to pray for America, our country. I'm sorry, Jackie, you said something?
Oh, yes, I need a prayer request. We need prayer for our family, for my family, for my niece and everything, my children, my patients. Please pray for my senior citizens. They stay strong and hold on. That we all try to get it together before it's too late. We try to get our minds together, do all our apologizing, and just get closer to the Lord. Just pray for me to just be strong and, you know, whatever I need, everything that I need.
Amen, amen. All right, any more prayer requests this morning? You know, we all stand in the need of prayer, whether we know it or not. So, and we have to pray for one another. You know, a lot of times people say, yeah, I prayed. Well, what did you pray for? Did you just pray for your family? There are many families in this world. Did you cover your neighbors? You know, the first and great commandment is for us to love our Lord, our God, and also to love our neighbors like we love ourselves. So if you pray for your neighbor and you didn't pray for yourself, you didn't pray for your neighbors, you pray for yourself, something is missing from your prayers. So we're going to have prayer here this morning in a minute. Anybody else? Prayer. We're going to pray for the families of this world and for our country, America. You know, sometimes we could be in trouble and not even know it. So I thank God for each of you being on with us this morning. Anybody else? Prayer request. All right, nobody speaking up, so I'm going to pray. Well, Father God, we just honor your holy presence this morning, O God, and we just thank you, O God, that you are our eternal Heavenly Father. And we just thank you this morning for all that you're doing on our behalf and behalf of our families. We lift every family up in Florida, North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, throughout the United States, every family throughout the world, O God. And we ask you, Lord, to save every family member throughout the world. Let none be lost, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you that you are a great God. You're an awesome King. You're a mighty God. You are the only true and living Father. And we just honor your presence this morning, O God. And, Father, I come on behalf of your daughter, Karen Itell. And, Father, she's requesting that more people come on her chat line weekly to listen to the word of God that's being brought there. And so, Father, I thank you for increase, 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 oh God. I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing for Sister Karen. I ask you for a special blessing for her and for Jackie, who faithfully come on weekly, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to give them a special kind of a blessing, oh God. You know what they stand in the need of. You're the one who loads your children up with benefits every day. So we thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we lift up our country, America, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to forgive us, O God, for any stubbornness, rebellion, all stubbornness, rebellion. You know, those who are not obedient to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, for protection for our country, O God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to protect America for safety for our men, our women, our children, to keep us from harm's way, to provide protection from plans of destruction that the enemies have plotted. Stop strategies of destruction that our enemies would invoke, try to invoke in our nation, O God. Give our nation, our president, our vice president, those who are leaders in our nation, give them wisdom, understanding as well as us, and discernment to those who provide protection. Help us to be watchful and alert to signs of wrongdoing. Provide insight to national and local authorities on ways to guard, defend, and ensure the safety of American citizens in the home and abroad. Help us, O God, to be united with our governmental leaders and law enforcement personnel in making this country a safe place to live, to work, to play. In the name of Jesus, for allowing us Americans to have freedom without fear, O God. And we bless and honor you, O God. And Father, I lift up the sick and shut in before you. Your word says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father, today, I thank you that we are prospering in health and in our soul in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, O God, for those in nursing homes and hospitals being provided adequate care and loving care, O God. I bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come up against people who are defenseless, who cannot defend themselves in nursing homes and hospitals, O God. I thank you that they would not be taken advantage of, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you would provide adequate care at a cost that they can afford, O God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you that you are the great healer, O God. And, Father, forgive us when we trust in the doctors and medicine more than we trust in you, because truly you are the great and mighty physician. And we call upon your name for healing in our land spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally, in every way. And, Father God, I lift up Jackie and her family. In the name of Jesus, every family member, O God, I pray for unity and love. Remove the stresses and strains of life on that family and all families, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I lift up her niece, whom she's concerned about, O God. I lift up her health before you, O God, her countenance, O God. Have your way in her niece's life, O God. Heal, save, deliver, set free. I lift up the senior citizens that Jackie care for, and the senior citizens in Jacksonville and throughout the world. I thank you, O God, for all that you're doing for the seniors. I lift up Mother, what's her name, Jackie? Her birthday's coming up.
Mother Henry.
I lift up Mother Henry. She's going to be turning 90 years old this in a week or so, Father God. So, Father, we thank you for life and life more abundantly for her. I thank you for my Aunt Mildred, O God, who turned 102 this past June. You an awesome God, and you are the one who provides life and life more abundantly. And I pray for their health and their strength as they get older, that their health and their strength would improve, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers, for answering our prayers, and we repent before you for every way that we sinned against you, sinned against each other, O God. We pray for our nation. We repent for our nation, O God, that we would be a holy people, a righteous people, that we would give ourselves unto you, and that each and every person in our nation would call you Lord. In the name of Jesus, we repent for those who are rebellious and stubborn and shake their fists at you, O God, who come up against you, O God. Forgive, O God, in the name of Jesus, and we ask you to have great mercy. We need more mercy. Have more mercy. Have more mercy, O God. Call the Sauls, all those that are persecuting you and your people. Call the Sauls to a Paul walk in the name of Jesus. Allow them to be Pauls in the nation, O God, in the name of Jesus, to turn around and bless you, O God, to turn around from their ungodly ways and bless and honor and serve you, the Most High God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, is there anyone who has a short testimony or something very brief that you want to share this morning? Press 1. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. I have enjoyed my time with you as usual. You all are a blessing in my life, and I just thank God for each of you. I look forward to you joining us on Thursdays, the first through the fourth Thursdays at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and every Saturday on Bible Storyland, the first through the fourth Saturdays. The call-in number is 1-888-379-2552. 619-789-4313. Don't forget, study the Word of God. You know, when you had taken a class, you're going to study those books. Now, you're taking an eternal class. I hope you're on an eternal journey headed towards heaven. I don't want you to be on an eternal journey headed towards downward to Hades. I want you to be on an eternal journey headed towards Father God. Don't live your life in vain down here. Study to show yourself pleasing unto God. Share his love with others. I love each of you, and you know that God loves you more than I can ever love you. So make sure you're giving him glory and praise and thanksgiving and honoring him with a life of integrity. You know, sometimes we say, oh, yeah, I'm saved, but we're not living lives of integrity. We tell little white lies, little black lies. We do little underhanded things. Little foxes that spoil our vine, little sneaky things we think nobody knows. But God knows. He knows every secret, every hidden thing. So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And remember, God loves you, and so do I. Love y'all. Bye-bye. Thank you.